So why does downtown Bloomington have so many female-owned businesses?
Women are taking control down there, I'll tell you. It's great.
That's Bistro owner Jan Lancaster. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Friday, March 12th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with a fact check in the Normal mayoral race. During a WGLT debate this week, you heard that incumbent Chris Koos and challenger Mark Tiratilli disagree on what's the most important issue facing the community. Koos argued that it's COVID. Tiratilli said COVID is a crisis, but it's not the most important issue facing the community. The most important one, he said, is division. And he says that Koos's actions in COVID have exacerbated that problem. However, several of Tiratilli's statements related to Koos's COVID actions are not true. Others are misleading. Here's what he said.
And in fact, some of the methods that Mayor Koos has gone about addressing COVID have exacerbated the problem. So the actions that he's taken really haven't bent the curve. We got all upset with the Nelk Boys, and there was no spike. We got upset with Joe's Station House, and there was no spike. We instituted lockdowns on certain parties, did it disproportionately, and we had the biggest spike in the entire curve.
Let's take them one at a time.
We got all upset with the Nelk Boys, and there was no spike.
This is not true. YouTube stars the Nelk Boys passed through Normal on September 8th, attracting huge crowds of unmasked young people, including many ISU students. 1 week later, on September 14th, McLean County tallied what was then a record for active COVID cases, 1,400 people. That spike included hundreds of college students. Next up,
we got upset with Joe's Station House, and there was no spike.
This is also not true. The Pritzker administration banned indoor service at bars and restaurants on November 4th. A handful of businesses, including Joe's Station House and Normal, defied the ban. Normal police responded to Joe's for complaints about the issue at least twice during the week after November 4th. Then, on November 16th, Koos sent Joe's a letter about the alleged violations, asking for voluntary compliance. That same day, November 16th, McLean County recorded what's still the highest number of active COVID cases for any single day, 1,559 people. A week later, we hit a new record for hospitalizations. You can read more of this fact check, including claims about the mayor's emergency order on large gatherings near ISU, at WGLT.org. Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. McLean County Board Chairman John McIntyre says the county hopes to set up COVID vaccination clinics outside of Bloomington Normal as the vaccine distribution efforts intensify. Hospitals in Lincoln and Hopedale will be sent thousands of vaccine doses each week as part of the state's new Safety Net Direct Allocation Pilot Program. And the city of Bloomington plans to temporarily shut down its online payment and billing system starting today as it moves to a new system that will require residents to reset their online payments. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Downtown Bloomington is home to over 50 female-owned businesses. Student reporter Katrina Peterson talks with business owners and a business expert about the reasons why.
There are economic and relational benefits to being located in downtown Bloomington. When strolling downtown, you may see many retail shops that feature the artistic abilities of female owners. The reason is the continuous bouncing of ideas amidst the friendships these women have made with each other over the years. The bistro owner, Jan Lancaster, says her goal was always to own a business and was never really interested in corporate life.
As we evolve, more and more people are figuring out ways to be creative and to start their own businesses. We have so many little art co-ops going downtown. We've always had a lot of artists, but with businesses opening up, a lot of them are women-owned businesses, which I think is very empowering.
Corporate life and high rent costs tend to act as limitations to creativity, a possible deterrent for women. ISU Professor of Strategy and Entrepreneurship Avi Datta says if the rent is affordable, the quality and authenticity of tangible retail products will improve.
In uptown and downtown, there has been some efforts to keep the rents down and so that the businesses can flourish. flourish. I don't know who took that effort in doing so, maybe the local business community or the government, but that helped in sprawling out businesses' ideas.
Specs Round Town owner Julie Cook says she was welcomed by her fellow women entrepreneurs in 1996 when she moved to Bloomington and started her business. This is what's known in the business world as a cluster, which is a concentration of interconnected businesses in a particular field.
A lot of people have never done this before, you know, so we're all a good resource for each other.
Avi Datta says clusters are considered to increase productivity.
So a cluster is essentially, for whatever socioeconomic factor, it attracts a lot of people in doing one type of product or one type of business, and they all flourish, take care of each other, and essentially becomes an attractive force in that area, in an industry or a sector.
According to the 2018 State of Women-Owned Businesses report, between 2017 and 2018, women started an average of 1,821 new ventures per day. In the number two spot for most popular small business ideas was retail. Avi Datta says the downtown area offers more to the retail industry.
In most cases, tangible products, when you are walking on a road that is tangible rather than on Amazon, which is different, it makes sense to be into selling products that are related to retail, whether it's ice cream or whether it's vinyl records.
Avi Datta says retail may be an area where women feel more comfortable. Von Chom's boutique owner Carmen Champion says the opportunity for women to flourish in downtown wasn't created by her.
We have a lot of long-standing female business owners that were here already. The predecessor prior to me, who owned the yoga studio, was female. Individuals who have done the heavy work and the heavy investment. And so maybe that's the opportunity that was created by someone beyond me to make it more comfortable.
Jan Lancaster says the women political figures who are stepping up to run for office are inspiring the business community.
The same goes for businesses. I think that more and more women are just stepping up and wanting to be independent, wanting to own their own businesses and go out and figure out a way to make that happen.
Lancaster says working with downtown Bloomington and local government has added to the female success seen throughout Bloomington history. I'm Katrina Peterson.
Before we let you go, the McLean County Museum of History and its partners are hosting a COVID One Year Later Remembrance tonight at 5. You can watch on Facebook. That is it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.